And welcome to another edition of Zoomed In. I'm the host, Brandon Chapman, and I'm joined by David Bellamy, who's a graduate assistant on the Washington State University Cougar baseball team. David, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Cool opportunity. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going, well, what is Chappie interviewing somebody for Coug baseball? Is he not the College of Education? Well, you're a graduate assistant, so inherent in that, there is a graduate component to what you're doing. So talk to me first about what your graduate degree is, and then we'll talk about what does it mean to be a graduate assistant for something like a collegiate baseball team.
Yeah, definitely. So I started my master's last year at New Mexico State in curriculum and instruction, and then made the transfer here this past summer when Coach Green offered me the spot to come with them. So got into the curriculum and instruction program here at Washington State, and finished up this year. And big shout out to Dr. Akmal. He was awesome in helping me get all that stuff through and helping me throughout the process. But basically my role is, I was a full-time grad student this year, and then I'm also doing stuff with the baseball team, helping out, specifically with outfielders and then hitters in general. I'm on the coaching staff, and I go to school at the same time, and I just finished up this past week. So nice to be done with the school aspect of things, but the season got cut short, obviously, but it was an awesome experience here this year at Washington State. Really loved every minute of it.
Yeah. You've got a role on the coaching staff, you graduate assistant, no big deal, plenty of free time,
right.
I'm sure. So obviously you knew Coach Green if you were at New Mexico State. He didn't just say, hey, you were a New Mexico State guy, let me just have you come up here too. So tell me about your previous interaction with Coach Green.
Yeah, no, so I played my last 2 years of collegiate baseball at New Mexico State. So finished up my career there for Coach Green. And I always knew I wanted to get into coaching, and something I always wanted to do after my playing career was over. And I was fortunate enough to, get the offer from him to stay on and begin my coaching career. And, there's no one better to work for than Coach Green. He's awesome. And the whole staff is as well. So I was able to stay on last year at New Mexico State for my first year of coaching. And then, when he got the job here at Washington State, he brought the whole staff with him. And, that just goes to show the type of person he is. And, he preaches loyalty and trust and all that. And then he goes and backs it up by bringing the whole staff with him. So I know how fortunate I am to be here and how blessed I am to be here in this situation. And it's been an awesome experience so far.
Yeah. Slight difference in weather perhaps between Las Cruces and Pullman.
Yeah. A little bit different, but I'm from the Northwest, so I'm used to it. So
where are you from?
I'm from Eugene, Oregon.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. So a little bit closer to home now.
I was going to say, thanks for being a Coug and not a Duck then.
I know. Yeah. I got used to that real quick when I got here. So it's been awesome. Yeah.
So let me just ask this question from a nerdy baseball perspective. So if you were playing down at New Mexico State, you would have played with Nick Gonzalez. Is he the real deal?
He is the real deal. And he was my roommate. It was awesome living with him last year. Him and Joey Ortiz, who's in pro ball right now. And, just seeing those guys firsthand, it was something really special. And, when I was a senior, when Nick came into the program as a freshman, and he just had this unbelievable work ethic and just passion for the game. And, here's a freshman inspiring a senior. I looked up to him as he's coming into the program, and, he's the real deal, and couldn't be happier for him for all the success he's having. He truly deserves it.
Yeah, man, can he rake, which is, oh, man, I can't wait to see that here at WSU.
No, he's really special.
So I got my readers on here. So let me tell you what Tariq Akmal. You had mentioned Dr. Akmal. He's the he's been in curriculum and instruction for a long time here, and is currently our department chair for teaching and learning as well. And that was just renewed. So congratulations to him on that. But he said that aside from successfully defending your master's project, which is why he sent me your name. He said that you've done a good job, or you have a good story about blending the world of education and coaching baseball to focus on player development. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. What was your master's project about? And when he talks about blending education and baseball coaching in terms of player development, how does that dovetail, I assume, with your master's project?
Yeah. So my project in the fall was coming up with kind of a leadership model that I wanted to kind of style my coaching style after. And then in the spring, the project that I just defended was coming up with a player development model and kind of how to combine coaching and teaching, because I think they go hand in hand. I think the best coaches are always the best teachers and the best communicators. And I think there's a lot of similarities between the best teachers and coaches. So, you know, my player development model kind of focused on four different aspects, but the one that really tied in the educational aspect of it was kind of different learning preferences that players or people have in general, and the role of the coach to, you know, decide and determine what style these players fit under and how we can communicate best with them. So, you know, I, as a coach, and the same goes for as teachers, I'm sure you have to get to know your students and your players. You have to know, you know, the background they come from, what makes them tick, and, you know, how you can communicate efficiently with them. And it all comes with building relationships and creating that trust. And, you know, as a coach, before you start going in and teaching swing mechanics or proper throwing mechanics, you have to first, you know, develop a relationship and really have the players know that you have their best interests in mind.
Man, you sound to me like you'd be a dynamite coach. I don't want to speak for you. It sounds like coaching might be in your cards in the future. So that being said, why'd you choose curriculum and instruction as your master's degree?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it would be a good master's degree to have. You know, just have a background in, you know, that teaching aspect. Because like I said, I truly believe that the best coaches are able to teach efficiently and effectively. And, you know, I've been able to watch Coach Green go about his business for 4 years now. And I mean, he's truly amazing when it comes to that. He can communicate very effectively, and he knows what to say, when to say it, and really how to get through to every single player. And, you know, I think it's easier for the coach to adapt to 35 different players on the team than it is for 35 different players to adapt to the coach. I firmly believe that as it's the job of the coach to kind of learn everything about each player and know how they all operate and really cater to them.
You know, that's a really good point about molding or really understanding each player's strengths, weaknesses, things like that. And yet there are certain things that I grasp from listening to Coach Green that you don't yield to that. I mean, there are certain principles, certain values that you're not going to change, right? Those are core values. And I would imagine that all that comes for him under that be uncommon mantra, you know, are the kind of things that he's not going to change, yet at the same time, really figure out the individual to bring out the best in them.
Yeah, no, I mean, he has his set core values, and, you know, as I move forward, I have my own as well, and they align a lot, you know, similar to him, and just believing in trust and loyalty and, you know, person first, player second, all those mottos that he goes by, they really work, and they're true to how he acts every day. And that's something how I aspire to be like when I'm a coach one day. And, you know, it's just with coaching and teaching, they just go hand in hand. You have to be able to, you know, communicate effectively. And that's something that I've watched him do for 4 years now. And that's kind of what sparked my thinking with this project is how can I, you know, further research, you know, how these teachers communicate and how they look at, you know, each of their students, and then how I can take that into coaching as well.
Now, coaching and teaching going together, that sounds logical, but obviously when you talk about researching further, there's some inherent value in that, in saying basically we don't know everything, right? There's still something to be researched. So, you know, as you did that kind of research, what was there any kind of nugget? Was there anything that really stood out that gave you pause, or that you didn't know that you discovered, or something that you're like, hey, this is gold, and I'm going to use this moving forward?
I learned that we all, you know, as human beings, we all learn the same. We just have our own ways that we prefer to learn. So we all learn the same, but we all prefer to learn, you know, whether it's visually or, you know, auditory or kinesthetically. You know, we have these different ways that we prefer to learn. And I think that really relates to baseball and coaching, because you're going to have some guys that prefer to see visual things like film or PowerPoints or, you know, pictures or graphs or stuff like that. But then you're going to have other guys that, you know, you can explain a drill all you want, but they're not going to learn it unless they get in the cage themselves and they learn themselves through trial and error and, you know, more physically. So just kind of figuring out the different styles of learning, the different learning preferences, and how I can, you know, keep that in mind going forward is, you know, it, there's not one way to teach everything. And you, as a coach, you have to be able to adapt to every single person on your team. And the same goes for teachers. You have to be able to adapt to all your students. And you know, what works for one person is probably not going to work for the other person. So you have to, you know, be flexible in your teaching styles.
Yeah, fair enough. Now in just a getting to know David Bellamy sense, you're kind of in a no man's land. If you're from Eugene, it's almost like being from Montana. Who do you root for? You know, when you're growing up in Major League Baseball, you don't really have a home team, so to speak. So, I mean, if you're in Eugene, did you root for the Mariners? Did you root for somebody from Northern Cal, or were you far enough away from all of those that it felt a little weird to root for any of them? And so you picked a random team.
Yes, I grew up in a family where my dad was born or raised in San Francisco. So I grew up going there every single summer, spending a couple of weeks there, going to Giants games. So, you know, the Giants were my first love, and I've been a Giants fan ever since. So had some bad years, had a stretch of some good years. And so it's been awesome being a fan of them. And then obviously 49ers as well. So
49ers. Hey, so let me ask, have you been to the Giants new ballpark and McCovey Cove and all that?
I have, yeah. I've been there a ton. Probably been there about 30 times.
My goodness.
That's my favorite ballpark. So.
See, and that's one of those parks, the newer parks that I have not been to, but I've heard nothing but good about it. So now I'm insanely jealous. Thanks for that.
It's awesome. If you haven't been there, you definitely have to get there.
Yeah, it's time for a road trip, I suppose. And I've been to San Francisco a couple times, so that'll have to be on the bucket list. I've heard there's a slight difference between the quality of stadium in San Francisco versus in Oakland.
So. Yeah, just a little bit.
Oakland routinely ends up last on a lot of lists for nice stadiums. But you know, they have a pretty low attendance and low payroll. So, yeah. So what's the future look like for you? I mean, in terms of, you know, what your goals are, you know, I don't want to speak for you when I say it sounds like coaching is in your future, but, what are you hoping for? What are your aspirations?
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm just kind of waiting and playing it by ear with everything going on right now. Obviously I'm done with my master's, so I'll have to get into a new role here if I'm able to make it work. And so but you know, moving forward, just I know I want to coach. I know that's what I'm meant to do. I've had so many great coaches in my past as a player that have given so much to me, and I feel like it's my responsibility to give back to the players in the future and the game of baseball in general, which has, you know, provided me so much throughout my career. And I know I want to be a Division I head coach one day, and it'll be a long road to get there, but I'm looking forward to every minute of it.
All right. And there's no question you'll be a good one. You can say you were you fell under the tutelage of Brian Green, and of course he's been mentored by others as well. So that tree, you know, that tree is going to get pretty wide at some point. So we certainly wish the best of luck. And when you are Division I head coach somewhere, we're gonna say we remembered you back when, and we'll take all the credit due to your curriculum and instruction degree. So any last words, David?
No, I just thanks for having me on. Just my year here. Obviously, got cut short with the season getting canceled, but it's been an awesome experience here in Pullman, and just love the community, love all the people here. It's truly special being a Coug. So thanks for having me on.
All right, cool. Thanks very much, David Bellamy, graduate assistant with WCU Baseball, and also congratulations on the master's degree. So thanks, David.